Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and it is one of my favorite times of the week, as you know, because I am here, I can touch you, I can hear you, and we can have a grand time, and we're going to be doing that tonight, reading some of your past lifetimes. I know you want that, and so give me a call. I'm waiting on you. Okay, line one. Sue from Atlanta. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
We're great. Anxious to hear from you. And I'm assuming that what you want to do, or the reason that you're calling, is you want me to give you a little idea of one of your past lifetimes. Is that correct?
I would love that.
Now, how this works, I hear your voice, and I follow your voice all the way to your body. And I look down upon your body, and what I see is this, it almost looks like a fluffy pattern around you. And what I am seeing, oh, interesting, I haven't seen this before, a Roman soldier of great renown. He was very important. As I said, I've never seen this before. Very important. I see the helmet on his head. The boots. He was a very important Roman soldier. We're not going to tell you more than that because we would be cutting into time for other people. But what you can do is go to our website, the2012countdown.com, and if you wish, go to what it says, a key past life session, and if you are able to purchase one of those, we could tell you all about this particular event. It would be wonderful, I think, if you can work with that. So,
okay.
Goodbye for now, darling. Hoping to hear from you later.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Now, on my page, the messenger, there is a donate button. I was ready to say a donut button. I must be hungry. Anyway, if you choose to donate, we would love it. Now, on line two, there is Cynthia from California. Good evening, Cynthia.
Good evening, Carolyn and Richard.
How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing well. I have a question for you. I would like Mother and Father God to speak through you to me, to direct me to which life I should have a past life reading with you. I'm in my 47th life, and I want to make sure when I do have a past life reading with you, that they direct you to tell me the one that pertains most, that's most important to this one, because I can't remember them. I don't remember them.
Well, if you have a... Darwin, I can't do that on the telephone right now, but if you order a key past life session, we will make certain that that would be done. Just remind us then if you decide that you are going to order one of those past life sessions, and we'll be glad to do it for you.
Oh, they'll tell you. Okay, it will work that way. Okay, I was afraid I was going to choose the wrong life, and I thought, let Mother and Father God tell me which one I need to focus on when I have a reading with you. That was a concern. Do you see anything at all before I...
Honey, don't be concerned about that, because if you order a key past life session, we will connect with them and have Father, Mother, God direct you in the right direction. We'll be glad to do that for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Anything before I hang up that you want to tell me that you see? Because I have no idea what you see. I don't know.
To see what, darling? What are you referring to?
Well, any impressions or anything? You had this previous caller with a Roman soldier.
Yeah, because I had seen that. I had seen her dressed up as a Roman soldier, but I'm not getting an impression right now. But if you're able to order a Key Past Life session, we'll go through all that with you.
Okay, I will. I'll hang up and make room for other people.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you.
Line 3, Debbie from New York, not too far from me. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Caroline. It's good to hear you sounding so well.
I'm feeling great. I just love talking to you people out there. You're just wonderful. You make me feel wonderful. And I hope we do things that make you feel wonderful.
You always do. Thank you.
Debbie, I'm following your voice, sweetheart. And what I am seeing surrounding you this lifetime, oh my goodness, as a poet, do you like writing in this lifetime?
Not really. That's interesting.
You have that talent.
That's good to know.
Yeah, these things come through because when you come in with these talents, and we are, in a sense, reminding you of them so that you can make use of it.
I can't wait to order my past life session now.
Yeah, well, in the past life session, you'll get to know about all of that, and just remind me that that's what you want to know, and you want Father God and Mother God to come and discuss it with you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Now on line 4, Sandra from Michigan. Hi, Sandra.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. And I'm following your voice, and I'm looking down upon your body. And I am looking at the energy around your body. And what I am seeing there . You were an athlete in that lifetime that we are looking at. A very well-known athlete, actually. Are you interested in this lifetime, Debbie, in athletics?
Not really. At this time in my life, I'm interested in yoga, but I've always admired athletes, but I've never considered myself athletic at all.
Well, you're doing yoga, and you do like that, and it might be something to pursue. These visions of the past, these incidents from the past pop up. I do believe that it is triggered by your soul so that we get this information and you can do something with it. You know, information is one thing, but the second thing is really to take that information and use it to your advantage in some way. And that's what we would like to see you do.
Okay, well, that gives me something totally new to think about.
Absolutely. That's what we're all about, giving you something new to think about, to add something into your life that will bring pleasure. Now, thank you, sweetheart. Just a reminder, you can go to that page of the messenger, and if you choose, you can donate. We would love for you to do that, because anything that you don't donate is truly a blessing to me for, taking this wonderful time and spending it with you and connecting with you. And if you're able to do it, it would be wonderful. And also, as a reminder to those people who would be listening, if you want a Key Past Life session, go to the 2012countdown.com and order a past life a Key Past Life session. The wonderful thing about those lifetimes, those is that you literally step into that lifetime. And you can see and you can feel the events in that lifetime. Matter of fact, people who have done this, they have come back with some extraordinary descriptions of what they have seen and what they have felt, what they have heard. And so it is a marvelous thing to be able to do if you're able to do that and you want some additional information along those lines. So thank you, darling. And we'll come to the next person. Joanne from Ontario, Canada.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
We're wonderful, Joanne. And you?
I'm great. So I'm just calling in to see what input I could get from a key past life mini peek.
A mini peek. That's just about what it is. As I said before, you may or may not have heard this, I follow your voice. And consciousness is so interesting because our consciousness, once you learn how to move your consciousness around and into the cosmos, you can send it wherever you wish to send it. And so this is what I am doing right now. I am sending my consciousness to you. And I'm looking down upon your physical form, and there is this energy around your body, and I am reading that energy. It's taking me a little bit of time to filter through that to get this peek, as you say, a mini peek, into a past lifetime. What I am seeing is a concert pianist playing the piano in front of many people, bringing them great pleasure. It is like in a great hall. Do you play any musical instruments presently?
Flute through school. Other than that, not really.
What did you say?
Flute. The flute.
Oh, the flute. You play the flute.
Mm-hmm.
That's marvelous. Have you done that for many
years?
But
I do love music.
You love music. Well, I suspect that's a bleed over from the past. Loving music, playing the flute. Yes. So that's what we were seeing you doing, darling. Playing.
Well, thank you.
In this great hall, many people listening to you, bringing great pleasure.
Oh,
thank you
thank
for
you
calling
so much,
in,
Carolyn.
Darling, for this, you might say, mini reading, and it is a mini reading. However, people are able to get a full reading, actually go into a past life, and on the 2012countdown.com page, you can order a key past life session if you're so inclined. And what is so exciting about that is that you will actually step into that lifetime, feeling the joys and, well, knowing about the challenges of that lifetime, but coming back with some real skills. That's what it's all about. The skills that you can come back with. Yes.
Look forward to that for sure.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
It was good talking to you.
Same here. Bye-bye now.
Okay, we're going to line one. Mark from Maine, a beautiful part of the United States. Maine is a gorgeous state. Hi, Mark.
Hi, and it's still cold, too.
What'd you say? It's fall?
It's still cold.
Oh, it's still cold. Yeah, it's kind of chilly down here right now, too. I think we've had a cold front move in.
Yeah, we're waiting for spring.
Love spring for sure. Yeah, Maine is always a little bit later in the weather. Mark, I'm following your voice, darling. There is a part of my consciousness that follows your voice. I am looking down upon your body. And I see this energy around your body. The energy that I see is sort of nebulous. It's almost like a cloud.
Hmm.
That's what it looks like to me. And so sometimes it takes a little bit of time for me to get through that and actually see what you've done in a past lifetime. Oh, this is interesting. I haven't heard of this one before. You were a fashion designer. I see you sitting at a table designing fashions, and you had a workroom that actually took those designs and cut them and sewed them. You had a very fashionable line for women, women's wear.
Hmm.
Are you a creative person?
Yes.
Perhaps that creativity has carried over. Well, all I can say to you is follow your creativity, follow your heart, because you will be coming up with new ways to remake what you're doing in this life. Anyway, Mark, good talking to you, sweetheart.
Thank you very much, Carolyn.
You're welcome, darling. And now we have line two, Elaine from Massachusetts. Hi, Elaine.
Hello, Carolyn. Hello, and Richard as well. I'm in the midst of reading Conversations with Caesar, and it is just transporting. It's one of the best books I've ever read in my life. I can see myself there. Reminds
what a compliment, and I thank you so much. I enjoyed Conversations with Caesar.
Oh yes. I'm now reading what Aurelia had to say.
It's a great book.
Yes. Oh, it is a great book. My late father, towards the end of his life, I was sitting with him one evening, and I could imagine him as the head of a Roman family, and you know, he received that. He had gotten to Rome.
He felt that?
Yes. As I spoke it, he nodded, and it seemed to me he received that.
Well, let me tell you something, why you were connected with your dad, because in that lifetime that he happened to view, you might say,
yes,
you were his daughter then.
Yes.
And the two of you came back as father and daughter this time, which is kind of interesting.
Yes, it is. Yes. And you say we were in Rome together?
Yes, you were in Rome together.
Yes. I've always seen myself there.
Well, you probably feel that strongly since we're talking about it right now.
Oh, yes, I do. And that's maybe one of the reasons I find conversations with Caesar so thrilling. And I wanted to ask you, I'm inclined to want to do Akashic readings. And I'm reading a book on it to lead me into that direction. And I wonder if my guides would second that, if you will, that would be a path for me to follow to offer service to others.
What makes you think you can offer that as a service?
Well,
what's in your mind?
I studied Kabbalah a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And our teacher did not tell us how to get into the books, but when I had an astrology reading through the Edgar Cayce Foundation, one of the things was written that it was safe for me to go into the inner planes, and I feel that is so, as long as I surround myself with protection.
I'm hearing that also.
Surely.
that is safe for you to go into the inner planes, just like you said, surround yourself with protection. And mm-hmm. Do you have a guide that you work with?
Well, maybe. I'm not sure. There is a guide that that a friend of mine who is in healing work had, and he said that I could invite him anytime to come and work with me, and so that would be a possibility. Also, I rely heavily, in fact, daily, nightly, on the Archangel Michael.
Well, I would take that guide with you, and I would also ask Archangel Michael to go with you because you seem to have an affinity with him.
I do.
And he's telling me right now that he would be most happy to be of service with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so
You're welcome.
I'm going to pursue that if I think that I can be of service.
Being of service is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, indeed. It's the best of things. The best of things.
You're right. It's the best of things. Being of service to others is the best of things. It's the one thing I believe that really brings happiness into your life.
Indeed,
because when you do that, you have opened up your heart center and you are sending out love. There is nothing like love. To send out love to people and help to be of service to them, it makes your whole life a step up on so many levels.
Yes, one can almost feel one is already in the heavenly realms, even though so on earth. Yeah.
The heavenly realm is a wonderful place to be.
Yes, indeed. I thank you so much. What lovely comments. I'll treasure them.
Beautiful. Glad to be of service to you, darling.
All right. Thank you so much. Blessings.
You're welcome.
To both. All right.
Also, I would just like to mention that on my page, there is a donate. I'm back to those donuts again. A donate button. So if you're so inclined, donate any amount that you feel comfortable with. It would be a blessing to me, and I thank you for that. And so while we have a moment, I want to talk about a template. This might be something that you haven't heard about. A template is something that your soul sets up before you come into this lifetime so that you can work with memories and energies of another person. And you might feel that you have an affinity for someone, not in this realm, but in another realm. One of our other listeners was talking about Roman soldiers. And so if you have an affinity for someone in the past, maybe an author or a philosopher, it could very well be that you are working on a template with them. I just find that so fascinating. I worked with an individual just the other day who came in on a template with Joan of Arc. And in that particular case, she had the memories of the things that Joan of Arc did without going through the trial or the burning at the stake. So I wanted to open up your mind to those sort of things. So I think we have covered the information of the people who have called in, and I invite others to call in who hear my voice. If you wish to get what you might say is a little mini reading of someone that you have been in the past, call in and let's see what we can do for you. I'd like to talk a little bit about the key past life session. That has been so valuable to people because they literally step into that lifetime and they can see the kind of work that they did in that lifetime. Some people are quite remarkable in the sense that they have the emotions. They actually see where they are living. They see how they were dressed. And it is interesting that we have had some people who have been, I don't want to say passengers, but connected with Yeshua in some way, that they actually lived during that time. They walked the roads with him. They saw him walk on the water. And they saw the different fishermen that he worked with pulling the nets up out of the water with the fish in it. So these times are quite extraordinary for so many reasons. So I'm reading something that looks like, is it Claudian from Oregon on line one?
Yes.
Emma, how do you pronounce your name?
If I have a past life with Jesus when he was in Israel.
Why, do you have a sense that you did?
Yeah.
Tell me about what are you, what are you feeling?
Well, I just feel very strongly about it, you know, so I'm just wondering if I was there.
I'll follow your voice. You did. And you were in Capernaum with him. You might want to look that up on the internet and get a little bit of information about it. Capernaum was a place where there were camels. It was a path on the line where camels carried goods from one area to another. It was also a place where we call St. Peter. He had a home there.
Okay.
And it was a place where Jesus preached. You were there, darling. I also see you.
Was I a man or a woman? Or?
I'm looking.
Okay.
No, you were a man. And the reason that you chose the life of a male is because you had more opportunity then. You see, there are certain times in history where women do not have the opportunities that they have today. So souls who had a certain mission that they wished to perform, they might come in as a male so that they could accomplish that. And so you were a male in that lifetime.
Oh, okay. So,
but look up Capernaum. Look up Capernaum on the place Capernaum on the internet. Look it up and see what you can find out about it, because it might bring back some memories for you.
Right. Was that one of his disciples?
Not a disciple that we would be familiar with. You see, there were a lot of people that followed Yeshua that was not considered a disciple. You might say was a friend that traveled with him. You were one of those. So you weren't known as a disciple per se, but you did travel with him.
Okay.
So if you're interested in that, check out the 2012countdown.com. Key Past Life session, and you could get a lot more information about that.
Yeah, okay. Wonderful.
Good
Thank
talking
you.
To you. Yes, good talking to you, darling.
Yeah.
Line two, Jim from Colorado. Jim.
Yes.
How are you, dear?
Just fine. I listen to you every Saturday evening.
Do you now? I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah. I just wondered if you have anything on a past lifetime for me.
Well, what I do is I follow your voice. I follow your voice, Jim, until See, the interesting thing about consciousness is we can go anywhere with our consciousness. And it isn't just me, but it's everybody. We can send a piece of our consciousness wherever we wish and experience what we are concentrating on. And so that's what I'm doing now. There is a piece of my consciousness that is following your voice. And I am looking down on your body.
Okay.
It takes a little time to get through this. It's like a cloud that surrounds a person's body before I can see something from the past. And so
I feel like I'm in a fog sometimes, so you're probably correct.
No, you're not really in a fog. Why did you say that, dear?
Pardon?
I said, why did you say that? Because you're not really in a fog.
No, I'm joking.
Good. But I do think, though, that you go... Do you meditate?
Yes. I follow my dreams. I've been doing that for some 40 years.
Tell me what you mean by following your dreams.
At night, when I dream,
yes,
I pay attention to those dreams and try to figure out what they mean.
I would suggest, dear, that you have a paper and pencil sitting next to your bed, and
yes,
when you wake up in the morning, put on that paper what you were dreaming about. And what's very important is the emotion that surrounded that dream.
Yes, I burn that into my memory when I wake up. I think about it and then basically record it in my memory. I used to write it down on the computer.
Well, it's good that you can remember that, because most people can't. We wake up,
right,
and we forget what was in that dream. And then sometimes we have several dreams in one night.
Right. I've had some very interesting experiences this way.
Tell me, do you care to share one of those experiences?
Well, sure. I have a friend who I met in the third grade,
and we went through. I love it.
We went through grade school and high school together, and she went one direction and I went another. And 40 years later, I went to my class reunion, and talked to her ex-husband, asked him if he had any idea where she was, because I had no idea. But she started showing up in my dreams. And
I love it.
I was seeing events in her life in my dreams. It turned out that she lives, I live in Colorado and she lives in Nevada. And I finally got in touch with her. She was a psychologist who dealt in past life therapy. And
that's amazing.
It's been very interesting, because I would call her when she was in one of my dreams and ask her if there was anything to it.
And what would she say?
She'd say, well, yeah, Jim, what's happening in my life now? But she would confirm what I was seeing. And just last Christmas, she was in my dream, and she was complaining about back trouble. And she was with a close friend of ours here in Colorado, who they don't know each other, but in the dream they were together going to this clinic. And I emailed her and asked her, you know, is there anything to this? And she says, well, yeah, I've had some back trouble, and I went to a clinic, chiropractic clinic, and got adjusted there, and then a massage. And it turns out this friend of ours is the manager of a chiropractic massage clinic.
Is that the one she went to?
Yeah, no, she went to one over in Reno. But,
okay.
But the one I saw was here in Colorado. It was just, you know, the thing is, she had back trouble, and like I saw in the dream, and she went to a clinic.
I have a question for you, Jim. Can you place a suggestion of what to dream about?
No, I've never been able to do that. It's just.
Have you tried it?
Yes. But it doesn't seem to work. So I kind of gave up on that idea, but I have.
Don't give up on the idea. Go back to that, because I think you can do that. You can program yourself to do that.
Yeah.
So I think you have the power.
Do you see anything in a past life for me?
Let me take a peek.
Okay.
I'm following your voice. Yes. This was a very ancient settlement. One of the first Christian settlements. I'm seeing it in the desert, but I don't know where the desert is. But I'm seeing inside the building. You are there. You're teaching. And there is paintings on the walls. Paintings of things from the Bible. In that period of time, people couldn't read. Well, very few people knew how to read. And that's why.
Do you know what period that was?
No, I really don't. It's an ancient period. I can see the building very clearly. And I'm looking inside of the building, and there is all artwork from the Bible. It was used as a teaching tool. You were a teacher there. And you had people look at the different drawings on the walls, and you talked about it. And people could remember a lot easier seeing the drawings. It was a Christian settlement.
I see.
It was, it was quite lovely inside.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, I find it very interesting. Have you done any teaching work in this lifetime?
Yeah, on occasion, and I'm basically a design engineer.
What do you design?
Test interfacing in the semiconductor industry.
Are you teaching that?
No. No, I just do it for a living. In fact, I'm retiring from it, and my son's taking over the business.
You do have those teaching skills. You're probably teaching your son how to do that, aren't you?
Yes.
You still have those teaching skills, Jim.
Hmm. Yes.
Think about that, because in your heart, you're a teacher.
I see.
And it's a case of what you wish to teach.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're teaching your son now, but you could teach others besides your son.
Yeah. Yeah, I taught a class in Los Angeles one time for when I was working for this company.
What were you teaching?
And how to repair electric typewriters.
Well, that's different.
Well, yeah, it was an industrial type class.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I've done that for about 15 years. And it was fun.
Yes, teaching is fun. If you have a good teacher, no matter what the subject is, you can pass on to a lot of people your knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And that is a wonderful thing. Passing knowledge from one person to another.
Yes.
So, if you would like to have one of these key past life sessions where you can actually experience it and understand it, you go to the 2012countdown.com page and order a key past life session. We'd love to work with you.
What all do you include in that? I mean, like my wife, children, why they came to me, or anything like that?
Why? Is that something you're interested in?
Oh, I just, you know, I got six children. I just wondered why they came to me, if I'd known them before or anything like that.
Oh, I see. Well, on a key past life session, what we do is the soul decides which lifetime to go to. And you actually step into that lifetime and experience it. It's quite remarkable. Now, I can't say for now, but I mean, there's a possibility that in that key past life session, you knew your children. You know, many, many times we come back as a family group, each playing a different role.
Yes.
We learn from one another like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. I'll look into it.
Look into it. Would be glad to work with you.
Okay.
Well, good talking to you, Jim.
Thank you for your time.
I am delighted to help you in any way that I can.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. I don't know if the people who are listening carry the thoughts that we have lived many times. I believe we have lived many times, and I remember a lot of my past lifetimes. When I think about them, it is almost like I am there, re-experiencing them. And some people that I know have been with me in these past lifetimes. And I remember them. Some of them, I remember how we died together. It is quite remarkable. So, in my opinion, in my experience, I believe we have had a lot of past lifetimes. And one of the reasons why it's so important to explore these past lifetimes is because we had skills that we have forgotten about. And when you are reminded of a past lifetime, you remember the skill. I've had people who played musical instruments, one in particular who played the piano, and she had forgotten that she had done this in a past lifetime. And we worked together, and she remembered sitting in front of the piano, playing the piano, and then coming back into this lifetime and actually taking up the piano and working with it. So we have many skills that we have forgotten to use. And when we are reminded of it, we start working with them again. And it's so important. I've learned a lot of things from my past lifetimes. One of them is I have had to learn patience. I don't know if you look at your life and feel that you need to work on patience. I think a lot of people do. It's hard for us to be patient in this lifetime. You know, we have instant pudding, instant jello. We're accustomed to so many things that are instant. And so it might be necessary to take the time to slow up and learn to be patient. And while we're talking about patience, I would like to offer the suggestion to meditate. I know there's a lot of people there who do meditate, but there are some that don't. And meditating is so important because you learn so much during meditation. When you meditate, at least when I do, there's a part of me that is freed up, and I go to incredible places in the cosmos. I can go to the center of the cosmos if I direct a portion of my consciousness to go there. I have even directed a piece of my consciousness to experience a particular tree, what that tree was like. The roots going down into the earth and what was below the earth, what that part of the world was like a century ago. We can journey with our consciousness, not only here on this planet, but wherever we wish to go in the cosmos. It's quite exciting. So I would suggest that you meditate, or perhaps before you start doing the meditation, take a journal. Write in your journal what your objectives would be. What do you hope to obtain through meditation? Do you want to learn what your strengths are? We all have strengths that we're not using, that we're not taking advantage of. Do we have problem areas that we need to work with, that we need to clear? Do we need healing that we need to direct to our bodies? So all these things, write down your objective and meditate, and then write down the results. You know, we talked earlier with someone who does dreaming. What happens with dreams, in my experience, is, or at least one of the things for some people, if you're not facing a challenge in this lifetime, I call that the front door. Dreams, many times, are using the back door, so to speak. And so we dream of things. And when I dream, I always ask myself, is there something in this dream that I need to work with? Is there something that I need to understand? Most people dream to a certain extent. So they're just some ideas, some thoughts to work with the dreams. They are important. Now, that's dreams while you're sleeping. There's also dreaming when you're awake. Some of it is following memories. Memories are such a wonderful thing because you have memories, experiences, and if it's something that has been pleasant for you and you start thinking about it, it's like you're there again. If you love someone, and you really want to experience how you felt in an embrace, in a kiss, you can sit wide awake and think about that and dream of it while you're awake and experience that all over again. So we can have many pleasurable experiences. And that's what I would like to challenge all of you to do. Think about something that has been very pleasant in your life and revisit it. I don't know why the Roman Colosseum came up to me in my thoughts at this moment. I was there with a group of people. The Roman Colosseum was very difficult for many people for many reasons, and there was a lot that had to be cleared from it. I'm sensing there is someone in the audience that's listening to me right now that died in the Colosseum. They are still carrying some trauma about it. And I hope I can clear their trauma. And I am sending out love to them. I want to clear that trauma of their death in the Colosseum. They had lions in the Colosseum. And the people were killed by these lions. They were early Christians that were placed in the Colosseum to be killed by the lions. And so I am sending out energy to that person, hoping to clear that trauma for them. And if you feel it, if you feel that that applies to you, imagine yourself standing outside of your body and sending down hope and love, and intend with me to clear this. Remembering that that is from the past and a very long time ago. It was a very traumatic time in Rome. So much of the city was destroyed. So if you feel that, that is identifying with you, you help clear this too, as I am clearing it. Remember, it is the past. You don't have to live with that anymore. Intend that you're free of it. My goodness, this time went by fast. We are at the end of our radio show, if you can imagine that. And all those who are listening to me, I suggest that you go to the 2012countdown.com. And if you're so inclined, order a Key Past Life session. You will love it. You will love it, my dear. And so for now, until next week, blessings to all of you. I send you my love, and may you have a joyful time. May the rest of your life be joyful. Blessings to you all, and good night.